Anderson, this is KL7FO Mobile.
Well, 7, whatever the rest of it was, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. How you doing, sir?
2, I didn't get the rest of your call either. It's KL7FO, the name here is Dave. Good afternoon.
To you, too. Called our repeater before, I'm not sure I've seen your call sign. But then again, so many people call in here, it's hard to tell.
A little bit scratchy, where are you located?
South Carolina. This antenna might be a problem, I don't know.
Well, I'm down here in Anderson as we speak, and I didn't realize I was on the Greenville repeater up there, but good to talk to you this morning. What's your name, sir?
Lee Mack, November. I didn't get your name, or give it to me one more time, I'll get your name and your call sign.
Very good. The name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and the call sign is Kilo Lima 7, Foxtrot Oscar.
So 7, Foxtrot Oscar, okay.
Anyway, just driving through Anderson, doing a few little shopping trips today, or errands for the wife, you know, and going on my way home now to get some lunch.
There's a net here at 9 p.m., you know that, right?
Normally, try to hit the sack about 9. I'm an old guy, you know how we old guys are. We like our sleep.
It is. It's not so much I fall asleep as sort of pass out wherever the hell I happen to be. Might be sitting in a chair somewhere and I'm out like a light.
And sometimes I'll sit out and watch a television program, and the next thing you know, I'm watching the next program. If it's a series, I'm watching a couple of episodes later. But my wife doesn't do so. She wakes up and say, "Who killed that guy, or what happened there?"
Dang it. Wake up with a crick in my neck, though. That's the only problem. If I just But, you know, you don't want to lie down either, because then you'll take a 3-hour nap, and that's not good.
Well, napping is good for you, and I've heard people talk about these things called power naps. If I'm napping, I want to sleep. I don't want any power. Power when I wake up, huh?
Actually say, and that sounds counterintuitive, it's called a coffee nap. Have a cup of coffee, and then almost exactly 20 or 30 minutes later, lie down for a nap. And what happens is you fall asleep before the caffeine kicks in, and later when you wake up after the caffeine is active, it's more energizing than if you had just had either the nap or the coffee.
Before, it sounds an interesting concept. I'm a coffee hound myself, so maybe I'll try that sometime. Have a cup of coffee, take a nap, and wake up ready to beat the world.
Giving was important. Wait almost exactly 20 minutes, and then try to go lie down, because the coffee has to digest and the caffeine start to absorb it. In other words, what I think is happening is your body starts to absorb the caffeine before you go to sleep. And, I don't know, do a search somewhere for a coffee nap and you'll see.
Give that a try one of these days here, and see what goes on. I love my coffee, I can't live without it, so, about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the afternoon, the evening, really, early evening, I'll sit down to watch a little TV, and an hour later, I'm gone. It's just the way it is.
I'm probably no older than you are, probably younger, but it sneaks up on you. You know, when you can't sleep, and then you end up sleeping at the wrong time of the day, and your whole sleep cycle just gets completely out the window.
I guess a lot they call REM, all that kind of thing. So, looks like a gas station. Now, he's trying to make a really more than a 90-degree turn there because he's blocking traffic, trying to get around the corner. Listen, Glenna, good to meet you. I'm glad that you're out there today. Hope you're driving safely if you're mobile. And do well. Hope to talk to you again soon. Over.
You. Yeah, I'm losing you anyway. You're fading in and out of the static, and there's some strange whistling noise in the background. But we'll talk to you later. This is KD2BNG. I'll be clear with KL7F0FO.